this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Tear gas fired at migrants in Greece. Police at the Greek-Macedonia border fired the tear gas at protesters trying to pull down part of a fence separating the two countries. No arrests were made and no injuries were reported. The violence took place Wednesday at the Eromeni border crossing, the site of similar clashes with stranded migrants earlier in the week. International Monetary Fund experts say the risk of financial instability has risen in wealthy nations and remains high in emerging markets. Jose Vinales, a senior IMF official, told journalists Wednesday the recent market turmoil reflects faltering growth, rising uncertainty, and falling confidence among investors.
A key question that we addressed in the report is whether the turmoil that we have seen over the past months is now safely behind us. It's a one-off event, or is it a warning signal that more needs to be done? And I believe it's the latter.
Jose Vinales. A strong earthquake hit northern Myanmar Wednesday night. It was felt throughout the region and in parts of neighboring China and India. There were no immediate reports of casualties. The magnitude 6.9 quake was centered in the jungle about 220 kilometers from Mandalay, Myanmar's second largest city. Exit polls in South Korea indicate opponents of President Park Geun-hye's Saenuri party are doing better than expected in Wednesday's legislative elections. The exit polls indicate voters may have denied the ruling party a clear majority in the National Assembly. Recent opinion polls had shown strong public support for Park, particularly for her tough stance on national security taken against North Korea. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department is accusing authoritarian regimes around the world of suppressing their people with what it called increasing vigor and viciousness. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke after the release of the 40th Annual Human Rights Report. He pointed to some successes.
We have seen important democratic gains in such countries as Tunisia, Nigeria, Sri Lanka, and Burma. Though in each, there are challenges that still need to be overcome, but we are working closely with each of those countries in efforts to help meet those challenges.
The State Department singled out numerous governments for criticism, including what it described as historically authoritarian regimes in North Korea, Cuba, China, Iran, Sudan, and Uzbekistan. The government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad held parliamentary elections Wednesday despite the civil war. The elections were dubbed a farce by political activists, rebel commanders, and Western governments. But they are seen as an indication that Mr. Assad has no intention of stepping down as demanded by his opponents. Meanwhile, UN envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says a ceasefire is holding in Syria.
In spite of the several and serious incidents, the cessation of hostilities is still holding, particularly when we compare to what used to be in the past.
Stefan de Mistura. Egypt's president Abdel Fattah el-Sisi Wednesday defended the transfer of two islands to Saudi Arabia. El-Sisi went on television to assure angry Egyptians that he did not give up a single grain of sand. The Egyptian government announced this week that it plans to hand over control of the Red Sea islands of Sanafir and Tiran to the Saudis. El-Sisi said the islands belong to Saudi Arabia. A top Taiwanese official on Wednesday said his government may send a delegation to Beijing to learn more about a fraud trial involving some 45 Taiwanese nationals who were deported from Kenya. The Taiwanese were sent to China against their wishes. Taiwan has accused China of abducting the group. The 45 faced accusations in Kenya of committing telecommunications fraud. U.S. federal prosecutors have charged a Liberian immigrant living in suburban Philadelphia with lying about his past to enter the United States. Officials said Wednesday Mohammed Jabba Tay, known as Jungle Jabba, has been charged with concealing his past as a commander of a rebel group during Liberia's first civil war. The indictment says he committed or ordered others to commit war crimes, including the murder of civilians, sexual enslavement, conscription of child soldiers, rape, torture, and corpse abuse. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.